This year's Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Back in 2009, the Village of Dexter Parks and Recreation Commission mapped out a plan to better meet the needs of a growing population with the creation of more parkland and recreational areas within village boundaries. Today, that vision is close to reality as we near the opening of Mill Creek Park. Our guest for Issues of the Environment this morning is Allison Bishop, and Allison is the Village of Dexter Community Development Manager. Allison, good morning, and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, the possibility of the Mill Creek Park really came about with the 2008 removal of the Main Street Dam. What did its removal do to the ecology and environment of the area?
Well, there was approximately 4-acre pond that was impoundment that was drained, and it left us with some land that we hoped to develop into an asset to the community, where before it was just sort of a pond full of invasive species. So
it was a necessary move.
Yes, it was. It was definitely an opportunity for us.
Well, as I mentioned in the opening, the planning of Mill Creek Pond was in part to accommodate an expected growth in population. Has, in fact, the village grown?
Yes, we were the fastest growing community in the state of Michigan between the years of 2000 and 2010.
And is that a trend despite the economy you expect to continue in years to come?
We hope so. We still have some property that needs to be developed in hopes for some single family homes. But yeah, it's definitely slowed.
We know that Mill Creek Park has been a multi-million dollar endeavor. Do you know more specifically the total cost of this project?
We're probably looking at about $1.3 million, and that's just because of, I guess that's just Mill Creek Park. Throughout the region, the Washtenaw County Parks Commission has also invested over $1 million in their border-to-border trail as well. So
paint me a word picture, if you would, of what Mill Creek Park is going to look like.
We have probably a quarter mile system of pathways that people can sort of walk around the perimeter of the park. There is two non-motorized boat launches, one above the rapids and one below the rapids. We also have just a high-quality wetland that you can see fish and frogs and turtles. It's more of a passive park, so we hope to have people be able to just sit and enjoy nature just right outside of our downtown. And then we also hope to have some concerts at some point in the amphitheater that we have created that's equipped with sound and electricity and all that. So we're very excited.
So it looks to be a focal point of the Village of Dexter community then?
Definitely. It's a real gem coming in from the west side of town. It's definitely become sort of one of the new entrances to the community.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Today we're talking with the Community Development Manager for the Village of Dexter. Allison Bishop is here talking about Mill Creek Park. Now, in terms of the environment, how specifically does the environment improve in the Village of Dexter as a result of this park?
One of the goals was to improve the ecology of the creek and just in help people understand the importance of nature. So we've incorporated some stormwater management practices with our vegetated swales, which will hopefully treat some of the stormwater coming directly out of downtown before it enters the creek. We've also added native species throughout the park. We've made sure that we equip the riparian buffer with some native species to help improve the stormwater or the water entering the creek. And then we've also installed some rain gardens immediately off of Jefford Street, which will hopefully also help treat the stormwater that comes directly off of the streets.
Now, one would assume that you will also want to monitor these items to make sure that they're doing as planned.
We hope that they'll function as planned, but we also look to probably the Huron River Watershed Council to help us out with that a little bit.
Well, other components of the Mill Creek Park plan include an area that would boost the area's economy, in essence. How exactly will the park do that?
We expect that it's a real destination. With our park in combination with the county's border-to-border projects, there's a system up into also Hudson Mills Metro Park, the Huron-Clinton Metropolitan Authority. There's close to 15 miles of non-motorized paths that really becomes a destination for people walking, biking, wanting to use the creek. We have boat launches that we hope people will come launch their canoes and their kayaks and enjoy the Huron River. We hope to hold concerts, which will just bring people to our downtown, or if someone wants to just come and enjoy the restaurants in downtown, they'll be able to just take a short walk right after they eat and improve their healthy lifestyles as well. So
I would assume then that the business community in downtown Dexter is fully on board with this.
I think so. You know, it's been sort of a work in progress. It's taken a little bit longer than we had initially anticipated, but I think that in the long run, people are really going to see the economic impacts.
Well, a couple of times now, you've mentioned the border-to-border trail, and I assume that even when the park does finally open, there is a more broad vision for connectivity and that the work is actually far from over.
Oh, yeah. No, we definitely are very fortunate in Dexter to be the recipients of a lot of park projects with the Washtenaw County. We've worked with them to complete a connection to one of our subdivisions in town. It's about a quarter of a mile now. And then starting this fall, HCMA and the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission will start construction of a five-mile trail north up into Hudson Mills. And then hopefully this fall or next spring, we'll see their segment D1, which will connect the village of Dexter to Dexter Huron Park, where the county has already constructed a bridge and portion of their trail. So it's definitely we're the center of the county's border to border. And with what we have going on, there's definitely a lot of non-motorized paths very close.
So you're definitely looking at a more sustainable, walkable, and non-motorized transportation kind of community.
Yes, we really, I don't think we understand how fortunate we are and how exciting this opportunity is for the village. So hopefully it brings more people to the community, more people want to live in the community. So we're very excited.
Well, when do you anticipate full completion in a park that is fully open to the public?
Well, we are planning a ribbon-cutting sort of ceremonial opening the Saturday of Dexter Days, which is August 11th, right after the parade, which should end around 11 a.m. We're going to just do an official opening, so we're hoping that it's done by then.
Well, where can people find more information about the park?
More information can be found at our website, villageofdexter.org. Also, you can call the office. We can give as much information as possible at the time, but we're plugging away.
Thank you so much, Allison Bishop. I appreciate your time this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
That, again, is Allison Bishop. She is the Village of Dexter's Community Development Manager. I'm David Fair, and this has been another installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a regular part of our Wednesdays During Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.